Now, the UTM system, of course, with 60 zones, means that each zone has a width of 6 degrees of longitude, and they extend from 84 degrees north latitude to 80 degrees south latitude, obviously not covering the polar regions. The south latitude is a small circle that conveniently traverses the oceans well south of Africa, Australia, and South America. However, 80 degrees north latitude was found to exclude parts of Russia and Greenland, and so therefore was extended to 84. Now, you notice over here on the right in this image, you will see letters of the alphabet, C, D, E, F, G, H, no I, because it's too close to 1 and could be confused, J, K, L, M, N, no O, it could be confused for 0, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, and no Y, Z. The reason I point this out is because there are GPS systems that use these letter designations along with the number of the UTM zone to identify a particular quad in this picture here. Like, for example, C21 would be the square that you see just immediately above 21 in the southern hemisphere. This is a useful method of referring to a particular quad in a particular UTM zone, and is used also in the military.